Actually, we had obviously been tracking what these proposals were, and so my budget does reflect an increase in the gen ed formula in that assumption. And so I used an estimate, of course, for that original budget because the legislature was still working on, you know, passing the bills. But it's good news. It is good news for us. For example, the basic formula, what they approved is that it would increase by 2.45%. And there were some other enhancements to some degree and some other funding formulas, a slight adjustment on special ed and another category of English as a second language, for example. That definitely helps us out. And it, like I said, I did include that in the budget forecast. And so that also contributed to the balanced budget as it will cover our upcoming inflationary costs. And very good news. We're relieved that it did get through and get passed and signed by the governor, you know, definitely at the 11th hour, because if they had not gotten through that successful approval and signing yesterday, there would be a government shutdown, and which then also state aid payments to school districts would have come to a stop until they got it resolved. So we are very happy that it all came together and that they have approved it. And at least it's of course, we'd always hope for a little bit better funding, but given the realities of the pandemic and the impact on the local economy of the state of Minnesota, we're grateful for what they were able to put together for us.